Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and blessed Spirit, hear our prayers this morning. Teach us to love eternal truth and to seek its freedom everywhere. Open our hearts, open our minds. In your precious name, amen. So, as the disciples were returning back to Jesus after being sent out two by two to preach and to share God's words, there was such excitement in their sharing. And as they were sharing, they did not take time to eat or to rest, and therefore they were exhausted. The disciples were tired and hungry. And the Lord knew that when it was time for work, and when it was time for rest, it was time for rest. You see, the most effective things are done at work when one is well rested. The disciples must have been somewhat happy to hear Jesus say, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." To me, that sounds like a wonderful invitation to nap, right? What do you think that sounded like to you? Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Taking a break. What would be your ideal break or your ideal vacation? Just shout it out. Would you go to the beach? Would you sit down on a comfy, cozy couch? Would you take a nap? Would you want to be alone? Go up to the mountains? Visiting others? Are you the type of person that likes to run around in your free time? Sit by a fire? Jesus was certainly ready for that rest, but he continued with his lesson about compassion for all to see. Let's read from Mark 6, starting at verse 30. Mark 6, starting at verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. And then because so many people were coming and going that they did not have enough chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." And so they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many saw them leaving, recognized them, and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. And when Jesus landed and saw the large crowd, he had compassion on each of them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And so he began teaching them many things. Multitudes of people had been watching them and listening to them. And when the disciples left with him, they ran by foot to follow where that boat was going across the sea. I can only imagine the emotions that Jesus and the disciples had as they were watching these people chase after them. Their feelings could have ranged from being overwhelmed to feeling a little bit angry, why are they following us, to feeling fatigued, irritated, and perhaps they were even stunned that these multitudes of people were following them. But Jesus was moved with compassion, and he looked at the crowds. He looked at the people's faces. He could see pain. He could see hurt. He could see that they needed help. These people did not have a positive leader at that time, and they were like sheep without a shepherd. And Jesus knew he would be able to teach them and to help them. Jesus always cared so much about the needs of others, and he took care of others even before he took care of himself. He is a beautiful example of an others-centered person. And Jesus shared with them the word of the Lord, and he taught about trusting God. And then he realized that they would soon need to be fed. hundreds and hundreds of people. But we're going to turn to verse 35 to learn more about this lesson of trust, how this lesson of trust would be reinforced. Verse 35. By this time, it was late in the day, so the disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. And are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. And then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down on the green grass. And so they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. And then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of men who had eaten were 5,000. It was 5,000 men and their families. So it was a much higher number than 5,000. Did you hear some of the oh-so-human responses to this dilemma? Right? Avoid it. Let's avoid them. Send them away. Sending the needy away will solve their problems, right? What were they thinking? Jesus answered, "You give them something to eat." And then there was this response, "We just can't afford to feed them. 200 denarii would be like 8 months of wages. We can't afford it. Let's not do anything." In John 6, 5 and 6, we're able to read that when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. All right, so first, send them away, avoid them. Second, we can't afford to feed them. And then this notion of pooling all the resources together. John 6, 8 reads, "Another of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Paul's brother, spoke up. 'Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will that go among us, among so many?'" Jesus was prepared to display his power over the laws of nature. He is a powerful God. How thankful that we can be that our Lord has resources that we know nothing about. We have God, and when our children go in for surgery, we can pray for the doctor, but there are things going on that are in God's hands, and God is in control, and we don't even know what's going on. We're struggling financially. God is in control. Things are going on that we are unaware of. Thank goodness we can trust him and be at peace even when we can't figure out how we're going to get through something or how we're going to get the provisions needed. Our Lord provides. God's way of providing will always begin with what we already have. He's provided us with so many gifts. We just need to use our gifts in a godly manner. Imagine if the people of this world used their gifts in a godly manner. Caring for others. Helping others. We must guard ourselves from asking for more when we are not using what we have properly. Before those words come out of your mouth, before you take the next steps, is it godly? Is it properly aligned with his will? Jesus began with 5 loaves of tiny, slider-sized flat pieces of bread and 2 fish that may have been the size of a sardine, right? Imagine that boy, that little boy, who was willing to share his meager lunch, his mom probably packed for him, with that huge, hungry crowd. Here, take my lunch. Wow. What a huge lesson in compassion and giving as his lunch turned into a regal meal for all. Our gifts can be magnificent when they're used for God's glory. What we are unable to do, the Lord can do with ease, and he works through us. Another lesson here is that God provides in unexpected ways, and you can trust in him for your needs. Going back to verse 41, it reads, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves, and then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. Jesus looking up. I love that. Jesus looking up. He was giving thanks for the provisions from God. And then he blessed the bread. And then the bread was shared. Each of the disciples had baskets full of bread and fish. Over and over, the baskets filled up. Their hearts certainly softened as they saw Jesus provide in this miracle. When we face an experience that seems impossible, are we looking up to God? We're all going to face these impossible situations. It's very important that we do not let our hearts harden. This is Adventures Through Mark by Ray Stedman. He writes, a major emphasis of Mark's gospel concerns the powerful effect that Jesus had on people that he came in contact with. He was a servant. A servant is always affecting people. As Jesus the servant performed his ministry and went about doing good, people responded to him. And those responses were always strongly favorable or strongly unfavorable. Jesus is not the sort of person that you can ignore or treat with indifference. He inspires your devotion or he inspires your hatred. This hardening of the heart is characteristic of the attitudes of many toward our Lord in his ministry as a servant. Here he is providing, loving, giving, and sharing. And people that don't understand it, people that don't give thanks, they have an attitude of a hardening heart. We must remain in prayer. We must remain close to him. Encircle yourselves with other believers. Remain close to Jesus. Don't let your heart be hardened. The broken pieces that were left over in the baskets were taken by the disciples at the end of the gathering. And surely they ate the bread over the next few days, and then they were reminded to trust God for all their needs. The lesson was reiterated and reiterated and reiterated. Jesus had compassion on this large crowd. He listened to them. He looked at them face to face. He acknowledged their needs. He was sharing with them. He was feeding them. There are ways that we can show compassion to others. We could go on a mission trip. We could provide food. We could pack meat that will be sent all over the world. We can provide clothing for the needy. What are ways that we can show compassion to this world or to our community or to our family or to the person sitting right behind us or in front of us? What are ways that we can show compassion? Tell somebody you're happy to see them. Next week, we're going to bring canned goods in and maybe even some diapers for the pantry, the food pantry. Maybe we can take the time to mentor a troubled friend or a youth, a young person. We had a group here that provides clean water to those in Honduras. We help them to buy the filters for that. We can continue serving our family, calling them. Sometimes it's hard to call a family member when you don't understand why they're not calling you, but give them a call. In our prayers this week, let's pray about what each of us here at our little church, this blessed little place called Wellspring, can do to bless others. Let's remember to give thanks for all that we are able to do. And let's ask the Lord, help us step out to help someone in need. Learn to trust that the Lord will provide for all of your inadequacies. He's there for us. Give God the glory in all circumstances. We might need to cry a little bit to get through it, but then give him the glory for walking with you and for getting you through the circumstances that are difficult. Trust in God's timing. His timing is precise. Keep praying. Put forward your best effort. Supply what you can and know that God will multiply your gifts. That's amazing. The little things that we do are multiplied with Jesus. Show love to others and for others. God speaks to each of us as he calls us to walk in faith. Our Lord will meet the needs of his people, and we are so blessed to be his people. We, in turn, take part in creating God's kingdom here on this earth. We are creating God's kingdom right here, right now. A true privilege. Let us pray. Father, let the peace that surpasses all understanding be with us as we leave here this morning to enjoy a lunch together. Help us to make a difference in this world this week. Let our words and actions align with your word. Keep us in your word, Lord. Help us to practice what we have learned today. Help us to rejoice with the music we've heard today all week long. Bless us and help us to be a blessing to everyone that we meet and interact with. Help us to never forget that you are always with us and that you will always provide for us. In your precious name, we believe and pray. Amen.